Proverbs chapter 10. And again, I'm going to try to talk a little quieter. As much as I'd like to talk a little bit louder like I normally would, I don't want to make my voice, especially since I have a big meeting today after church. But Proverbs chapter 10, we'll read in just a minute. If you don't have a Bible, but someone near you does, try to share with them when we do read. And if you don't have a Bible near you, just listen well. So Proverbs chapter 10, we'll read a verse in just a minute. Before we do that, let's pray, and then we'll get right into the lesson. Lord, we love you. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for the, Lord, wonderful, Lord, thank you for the wonderful preachers that have been able to preach to our teenagers the past few weeks. Lord, as my voice has been healing. Lord, thank you, Lord, for Brother Leonard, Brother Ewald, Brother Boston, Brother Johnson, Brother Luke. Lord, all those who helped, greatly appreciate them so much, God. And we've seen several teenagers saved. And Lord, I thank you for just, Lord, even showing me, Lord, Lord, what good friends I have willing to help. And Lord, even beyond that, Lord, what awesome, wonderful teenagers we have as they sat and listened and paid attention. Lord, help today, Lord, give my voice strength as I, Lord, bring this Sunday school lesson to our teenagers. Help them to listen, help them to think, help them to focus. Help this not to just be another regular Sunday school class, Lord, but please speak to someone's heart in a special way. We love you. Lord, I need your help so bad today. Lord, I ask you just to bless the rest of our service, bless Pastor as he preaches today. And Lord, bless the next few minutes together. In your precious name, amen. Here's a fun fact. Everybody dies.
Brilliant,
right?
Great way to start.
Yeah, right? That's really exciting. Everybody dies. Okay, how many of you say, Pastor Donald, I plan on dying one day? Anybody? If you don't, man, you have some serious faith. Good for you. But one day, unless, that's the whole of the lesson, unless the Lord comes back and you're saved and he brings us to heaven, we don't have, but if the Lord tarries his coming and doesn't come back, then we're all going to die one day. Nobody lives forever. Walt Disney, okay? You know, who loves Disney? Who loves Disney? Walt Disney tried to, what did you do? Try to freeze himself, freeze his body. I mean, he's dead, okay? He's not frozen. They couldn't unthaw him and be like, I'm here, I can make another Mickey Mouse cartoon. No, he's dead, okay? His body is frozen. They can't do it. We all die. Now, here's not really a fun fact, actually a really sad fact. We don't know when we're going to die. Some people die young. Some people die when they're older. Some people die right there in the middle. It's amazing. People say, oh, I'm having a midlife crisis, usually in their 40s. I'm having a midlife crisis. Some people, their midlife crisis is when they're 18 years old because they only live to 40 years old. It's amazing. We don't know how long we have. Even when the doctor tells people, you know what, you got cancer, you only got 6 months to live. Sometimes people live longer than that. Sometimes they live shorter than that. We don't know when we'll die. But the truth of the matter is, we're all going to die one day. We all die. I think of a funeral. I've been to many, many, many funerals. I've been to a funeral here in Jackson. I think it was my first year. It was for an 18-month-old little baby. No one really that I knew either. It was kind of, it was actually Brother Randall Easterling. He was teaching at an alternative school, and one of the students had a girlfriend that she got pregnant, and they had a baby, and they were trying to take care of it, and the baby, what is it called, SIDS, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome, whooping cough. Either way, this little baby, who at the time, my son Donald was the same age, this little baby passed away. And I'll never forget going to that funeral home, full place. There were so many people there. And I didn't know the family, I didn't know the people, but to see that little casket there, and it was an open casket, little baby, lifeless baby, it took everything in me not to just drive home immediately and hold on to my kid, but that little baby didn't know what was going on. Everybody dies. I think of another funeral that I've been to when I was a teenager. I've told the story. I don't need to tell it, but Eric Tharp, car accident, pastor's son, my old pastor's son, Massachusetts. He died when he was 18 years old in a car accident, and I'll never forget that funeral. Just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came. The wake. You know, they have the wake, and then they have the funeral usually the next day or whatever. I'll never forget that funeral. And there was 900 people went through the line. I remember getting the funeral home and there was the line was outside, out the door. And man, just hundreds of people that were touched by his life. I think of Mrs. Taverney's funeral, who was just a few months ago. And just, that was a difficult one for me. It was hard for me. Other funerals that we've been to here. Everybody dies. And each one of those people that I just mentioned, with the exception probably of that little baby boy, because he didn't have much of a life to live, unfortunately. But Eric, when he died, there were things that people remembered about him. He left a legacy. Mrs. Taverney left a legacy to those that are still here. She was remembered for things. When I die, I want to be remembered for certain things. I want, when I die, I want people to say, you know what, Pastor Donald really loved the Lord. I want that. I want people to say, you know what, Pastor Donald really loved his wife so much. He loved her more than anything in the world. He loved his kids more than anything. He served God. He invested his life in others. That's what I want to be remembered for. Think about your own funeral today. Maybe it's going to be in 70 years, maybe 30, maybe 50. I don't know. But if, like I said, if the Lord doesn't come back beforehand, every one of you are going to have a funeral. And at that funeral, when people are sitting there, and your casket's up there, and your body, your lifeless body is in that casket, and the preacher's up there, whoever it may be, or the song's being sung, as people look, and they're sitting in that church, or that funeral home, or wherever, and they see that casket with your body in it, what are you going to be remembered for? What are you going to be known for? What are people going to think about when your name comes up? When they're looking at that little card at the funeral that says, so-and-so, Donald Savini, 1989 to whenever. What are you going to be remembered for? What legacy are you going to leave? Proverbs 10, we're there. Look down at verse 9. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 9. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Shall be known. You know what that means? People know you. People know your name. People know who you are. You have a reputation. You are known by what you do. Every one of us, no matter if you're homeschooled, Christian school, public school, you work, you don't work, whatever, you are known by what you do. You are known by how you act. I won't do it, but praise the Lord, I've been here 3 years. I can look out at almost every one of you, with the exception of our visitors who I just met today, and we're glad to have our visitors, by the way, with us today. But those who I've known for a while, you're known by what you do. You're known by how you act. You're known by who you hang out with. Example, Bible College, Golden State Baptist College. I was a student there. My wife is a student there. There were some students there, some kids there, college students there, that were not there for the right reasons. They were not there to obey the rules. They were not there to follow God's will. I don't know why they were there, whether their parents made them go or whatever, or they just wanted to go. But they weren't doing anything right. Their reputation stunk. It was a bad reputation. And whoever decided to make those people their friend and to hang out with those people, that reputation kind of carried over. That's just the way it is. You are known by who you hang out with. You are known by the way that you carry yourself. If you walk around kind of dragging your feet, you're probably going to have a reputation of being kind of lazy or being not having a lot of confidence or not having a lot of drive. If you walk around, you know, with confidence, then you're going to be known. That's just the way it works. We all have reputations. We're all known by certain things that we do, by the way we act, by who we hang out with, by the way we carry ourselves. You are known by what's important to you. What you post on Facebook. If 95% of your Facebook posts have to do with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, then obviously that's important to you. That's how you're going to be known. That's what's important to you. If what's important to you is music and all you're posting about on music or Twitter or whatever, then that's what you're known for. You're known by what's important to you. He that perverteth his ways shall be known. We are all known by the things that we do. So here's the question today. What do you want to be remembered for? When you leave this world one day, when God calls you home. And listen, let me just stop right there. Pause. If you do not know where you're going to go when you die, you can know that today. The Bible gives clear biblical truth. God's word tells you that you can know for sure that you're going to heaven when you die. If you do not know where you're going, let me just tell you, there's two places. You're not going to go in some middle place, purgatory. No, it's heaven or hell. That's it. Heaven or hell immediately when you die. If you're not sure where you're going, the Bible tells you how you can know for sure. But if you do know that you're on your way to heaven, you do know that you're saved. When you leave this earth, what do you want to be remembered for? What do you want? What legacy do you want to leave? Do you want to make lots of money? Nothing wrong with money. Listen, there isn't. The Bible doesn't say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Hey, listen, I have bills I got to pay. I understand that. Money is an important part of life. It just is. But if all you want to be known for or all you want to do in life is make lots of money, that's what you're going to be remembered for, is the all the money that you have. Maybe you say, well, I want to be famous. I want people to know my name. I want to make a name for myself. Maybe you say, maybe you're a guy, so you know what? I just want to be that good-looking stud that all the ladies love. Now, let me just say, good luck, guys. Good luck. Ladies, maybe too. Listen, there are girls out there, maybe not in this room, girls out there that the most important thing in their life is attention from guys. That's why they dress a certain way. That's why they act a certain way. That's why they, post 9,332 selfies a day, because all they care about is attention. They crave it. Guys are just as guilty. If that's what's important to you, then that's what you can be remembered for. Maybe you want to be known. There's people out there that feel this way. Their main goal in life is to see how much they can get away with. And not just as teenagers, I mean as adults. Guys that just, they want to see how much they can do without getting caught, without getting arrested in some cases. And they thrive off. Is that what you might want to be remembered for? Is a lot of money what you want to be remembered for? Is fame? Or maybe you're going to be remembered just for being a jerk. You just rude to everybody. That's just your MO. That's you. That's what people, your funeral is going to be there. You're going to have seven people there because you were a jerk to everybody else. Maybe you were selfish. Maybe you didn't really want to give up anything. And that's what you're going to be remembered for. What do you want to be remembered for? Here's a kind of a, I guess you could say it's a more morbid question. But it's a question I want you to ask yourself in your heart and think about it. If you died today, let's make it even worse. If you got in a car accident on the way home and your life was immediately taken, what would you be remembered for from these 17, 18, 15 years of life that you've had so far? What would you be remembered for? Maybe it'd be nothing. And how sad would that be? Well, people would be trying to, have to think about what you do with your life. Listen, just because you're a teenager doesn't mean you can't do great things for God. It doesn't mean that you can't help people at this stage in your life. If you died today, what would you be remembered for today? Think about that. And if in your mind you say, you know what? I can't think of anything. Or the only things that you can think of are not good things. Well, I think if I died today, I people probably just remember me for being rude or selfish or angry all the time. Or even in some cases, not really talking to anybody or this or that or whatever it may be. And that's the legacy you'd leave. I would hope that that's not how you want to be remembered. I bet if I asked you to raise your hand, don't raise your hand, but I bet you if I asked, what do you want to be known for when you die, I bet you we'd probably get some good answers. You know why? Because we're thinking about it now. We're thinking about, wow, I will die one day. What am I going to be remembered for? I bet you we'd have people say, I want to be remembered for loving my family or this and that. I got a few things I want to share with you. ways or what you can be known for, what legacy you can leave. How about instead of the money and the fame and the girls and the guys and getting away with sin and being angry, well, all those different negative, terrible, useless things, how about being known for loving Jesus? How about when you die, everybody says, you know what? They love Jesus. They may not have all the money in the world, they may not have had all the fancy cars, but that person loved Jesus. Hopefully when you're 60, 70, but what if you died today, like I said? Would people say, you know what? They only lived 16, 17 years, but that teenager loved Jesus. Man, they cared about Jesus. They wanted to serve Jesus. They wanted to obey him and read his word. Jesus consumed their life. How about being known for loving your family? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I want you to think. Think about this. If you died today, let's be straight. How many would say, Pastor Donald, if I died today, I'd have some regrets about the way I've treated my family? Raise your hand up. We're all there, myself included. Not that I don't talk to my family, but maybe I don't call them like I should. Whatever it may be, you're teenagers. I know that there's sometimes parent-teenager struggles. I dealt with them too. But how about being remembered for loving your family? You know what? That person up there in that casket, one of you teens up there, man, they love their mom and dad. They respected them. Man, most teenagers today, they treat their parents like junk. They treat their brother and sister. But that teenager, man, they love their family. They respected them. They were there for them. How about being remembered for that? How about being remembered for serving God? Not just loving God, but serving him. Giving of yourself to whatever God wants you to do. Helping out at the church. Not just in Sunday, but on the, man, that teenager, man, they loved the kids of that church. Man, they always were helping out with the ministries. Man, they were always at the work days. They loved their church. Man, they loved their pastor. That teenager, man, they may not have had a long life, but they loved God. They served him. They loved their church. They were there every time the doors were open. They were faithful. How about being remembered for that? Wouldn't you want to be remembered for that instead of those other things? How about helping people? How about being remembered, leaving a legacy of helping others? See, I'm only 15, 16 years old. You can do a lot. You can do more than you think. Well, I don't have any money. Helping people is not about money. Now, listen, sometimes it is. Sometimes you can give someone some money to help them out, but it's much more than that. You can write a card or a note of encouragement. You can invest in somebody's life. You can, pull up maybe a visitor in the youth group and say, hey, glad you're here today, and just be a friend. You can do that. That's helping people. You can do that. Every one of you can do that. You can get out of your comfort zone and say, you know what? I want to help people. And when your casket sits at the front of a church one day, people can say, you know what? That person lived for others. They lived for God, and they lived for God by living for others, by helping other people, by encouraging other people. How about being remembered for sacrificing for others? Going without so someone else can be blessed. Giving up of what you have to help somebody else. It goes right along with the helping people. How about being remembered for being kind, being nice, being friendly? Listen, there's not a lot of that going around today. There's a lot of jerks out there. And not even jerks, there's a lot of rude people. There's a lot of rude teenagers. They just care about themselves or their close group of friends or one or two friends that everybody else is just a loser to them. How about being remembered for being friendly to everybody? Being kind to everybody? Wouldn't you want that reputation? Why would you? Brother Leonard talked about last week, your identity, who you are, your reputation. Wouldn't you want to leave a legacy of kindness so all those behind you can say, you know what? As long as I knew that person, everybody they saw, they respected. Everybody they met, they were kind to. Everybody they met, they reached out to. And that person sitting in that church can say, you know what? I want to pick up that torch that they left behind. I want to pick up that baton. The runners, they race and they drop. I want to pass it and take it, and I'm going to start treating people right. How do you want to be remembered? Being kind, making a difference in people's lives. The Bible says, and if some have compassion, making a difference. You can make a difference in people's lives. I would hope to say that in my life, in my years, that I've made a difference in some people. That's what I want. When God makes a difference in me, I want to make a difference in the people. I want the Lord to use me to help you. You guys right here in this room. I want to make a difference in your life. Not because I want to make myself look good. No way. Because I want you to have as good of a life as I've got. I love my life. I love it. How about making a difference? How about leaving a legacy where they say, you know what? They made a difference in so many people's lives. Eric Tharp, 18 years old. 900 people walked by that casket. That's a lot of people. For 18 years old, that's a lot of people. He made a difference. He made a difference in my life. I will go as far to say that I'm standing here today in front of you because of the life of Eric Tharp. Did he pay for me to go to Bible college? No. Did he pull me up alongside every week and do a Bible study with me? No, he didn't do those things. But you know what he did? He was an example. He reached out to me. I was younger than him. I was probably 12. He was like 18. I was probably, well, how old was I, Marissa? How much older was he? 5 years older than us? So he was like 4 years older than us. Some of you are 18 right now, 17, 18. You got people that are 4 years younger than you. And Eric, you know what he did? Like I said, he didn't go crazy. But once in a while, I'd go out for bus calling or soul winning or whatever, passing out tracts or dropping things on doors. And I'd go with Eric. You know what Eric would do? He would talk to me. Do we have a lot in common? Not much. We're both guys. But he was older than me. He was cooler than me. I looked up to him. He was a nice guy. He was friendly. He was compassionate. He reached out to me. He taught me how to talk to, you know, the kids in the bus. We pick up the kids in downtown Holyoke. And I remember watching him, how much he loved those kids that came from downtown Holyoke and trying to get them to come to church. And that spoke to my heart as a young teenager. He made a difference in my life. He's gone. He's in heaven. But he made a difference in my life. And you can make a difference in somebody else's life. One day, team, one day, there's going to be a church full of people, hopefully full of people. Let me say this. If you don't leave a good legacy. If you don't leave it, then your church may not be that full. It may be a few close family members, maybe a few past friends, but not many because you didn't do anything with your life. You weren't really remembered for anything. But if you can take some of those things, loving Jesus, serving God, helping others, being kind, you're going to have a full church one day of people. And all the glory will go to God. But they'll be able to sit in that church and your casket will be up in the front of that church with your lifeless body. You won't be there. You'll be in heaven. But your shell, your body will be there. And they can look up. And you may have a young teenager there. And they'll hear the stories told about your life. About how you invested in people. About how you treated people with respect. About how you loved others and loved God. And you have no clue the legacy that you can leave. How do you want to be remembered? How do you want to be remembered? Every one of us are going to die, like I said. Our ends are all the same. All of us will die. Our ends are the same. But what we're remembered for is different. I want to be remembered for loving God. For serving others, for loving people, loving my family. What are you going to be remembered for? Well, we love you. Bless these teenagers. Thank you for them. Lord, I ask you to help them to think about this mess. Help them to stick with them, Lord, and help us to live our lives, God, for you, serving you, loving you, treating others with respect. Help us to leave a legacy, God. Lord, give these teens many, many, many more years of life. But help us now to begin working on our reputations, God. As Brother Leonard talked about last week, our identity. Lord, help us to be known for loving you, obeying your word. Lord, help us to not forget that, not just live in the present, Lord, but realize that we're examples. Bless these teens. Thank you so much for them. In your precious name, amen.